It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, the 18th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's likely that Google will go into the holidays with what some see as a nice bouquet of holiday flowers, courtesy of the Federal Trade Commission. Reuters reporting that the FTC could wrap up its antitrust investigation without forcing Google to make big changes to the way it displays search results. At the heart of the case were complaints about the way Google sometimes puts its own products at the head of the pack when listing results. University of Chicago law professor Randy Picker.
If Google's able to get away with only having to put some sort of icon next to the results that are specific Google results because they're Google properties, I think Google will have, escaped.
Escaped what exactly? For instance, the kind of stiff punishments that Microsoft had to deal with in the early 2000s in an antitrust settlement over its operating system, Windows. Professor Picker says there are ways for Google to make its search results more transparent.
Structure those results such, for example, I could choose to make Yelp my reviews provider if I so wanted to do that.
Unlikely, he says. Google has not been commenting ahead of a settlement, which could also force it to make it easier for competitors to use some of its patents. Some critics want the search dispute to go beyond the FTC and get taken up by the Justice Department. Separately, Microsoft this week has been needling Google, saying Google's online shopping guides sometimes only display the results of paying customers. Microsoft has taken out ads suggesting consumers risk getting, quote, scroogled if they do a query with Google's shopping search. Microsoft would prefer customers use its Bing search engine instead. A rumor mill is one thing, but in an emergency, does social media become an outright misinformation factory? Even as authorities in Newtown, Connecticut were dealing with vastly more pressing matters in the wake of the school shootings, they had to take time to warn the public not to believe what they were reading online. Stuff like threats from people pretending to be the killer, or an utterly fake letter supposedly written by one of the young victims. If only there were a truth-o-meter, some software algorithm to help separate social media fact from fiction. Well, turns out there's a team from Chile on the case.
It all started because I was in Chile during the earthquake we had 2 years ago.
Barbara Poblete, assistant professor of computer science at the University of Chile.
There were a lot of rumors that were propagated through Twitter, and some of them turned out to be true, others turned out to be false.
What are the signs a tweet is a bunch of horse hockey? Her team found that question marks in a tweet are a red flag. Links to an internet address, a URL, raise the credibility score. First person is good, but third person pronouns are suspect.
Also, for example, how long the account has been active, like the age of the user.
Lends credibility. Another crucial finding is that what people in social networks judge as credible tends to be credible. But can you get a machine to simulate what is essentially critical thinking?
Our results show that you can. I mean, we cannot say really if something is true or not. What we can indicate is what the network thinks. In most cases, when the network feels that information is credible, in real life, it ends up being true.
Slate magazine's Future Tense blog also notes research from India showing that swear words were signs of bunk, plus tweets with emoticons that look like frowns were more credible than those with smileys. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.